Hello and welcome to The Learner's Voice. We in Adult Ed are dipping into the world of podcasts to meet our learners. We want you to hear their stories of how they found their way to us and how we were able to help. This series of podcasts are in celebration of Balbriggan Loves Learning. We are your hosts, Zara, and I'm Mel, and today's episode is with Naomi, who was diagnosed with a rare condition only in her teens, and she's writing a book.
We hope you enjoy the following podcasts. If any of the stories resonate with you, if you're interested in returning to adult education, we're here to help. Contact our information officers, contact Rebecca in Swords on 01 8408 946 or Kevin in Balbriggan on 01 841 7763. You can have a chat with them to discuss your options and find out the correct learning path for you.
Hi, Naomi.
Hi.
So, do you want to tell us your name, what age you are, and just a bit about yourself?
My name's Naomi Mahari, and I'm 21 years old, and I love art. I love computers. I love pictures.
Do you like the Japanese? And my daughters are big into the Japanese.
Anime.
Battle of the Titans.
Anime.
Yeah.
That's
very popular, yeah.
I know.
And you like computers too, so what would you do on a computer?
Like, computer is good for anyone, but mostly it's good for people in wheelchairs. Like myself.
Okay.
So, like, if I know what I need to do on my laptop, I can do it. I'm not asking for help. A little bit of help, but not a lot of help.
So it gives you a level of independence.
Yeah.
'Cause we had the World Cafe 2 weeks ago. And it was around literacy skills and digital skills. And one of the learners there was talking about the lack of independence because they didn't have computer skills. So their emails had to be opened and read by their parents or whatever. And that so prevented them having independence.
Yeah.
And I suppose the privacy aspect of it. So it's something you don't think about.
No, with me, I have apps to help me read things.
Okay.
So I get apps. I know that I have to pay for it, but I don't pay for that.
Yeah.
So I get free apps to help me read it.
Yeah.
Or on my laptop, it reads it out to me.
Okay. But you're comfortable with technology then, are you?
Almost.
What technology reads out to you? Do you know the app? Can you think of
Microsoft
Word, is it?
Bingo.
Yeah, that reads out. Yeah, if you have something typed.
Yes.
Very good. So you have workarounds.
Yeah. And how did you end coming up to our service? What was your need?
I basically wanted to get a course, and then I looked it up, made a computer course, and I was thinking what things should I do in computer course. I was like, let me make a book. Because no one in the world of my illness has anything a book written about themselves.
Wow.
So this will be the first.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you want to know what your illness is?
Do you want the shorter term?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Spastic paraplegia type 11. Or SPG 11, sure.
Okay. And is that a genetic?
Genetic, you have to have mom and dad to have the gene for me to carry it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. So you're extraordinary.
No, but this freaks people out. I'm one in a million. Literally, I am.
So out of, like, many 9 billion in the world.
No, with my condition.
Yeah.
I met people with my condition. I went on Facebook. I made a video. And I'm in an group up on Facebook with my condition, America, Australia, whatever, and I made a video because I wanted to meet someone with my disability, so I talked to them. They have it, the girl and him. The boy and sister have it.
Oh, the two of them have it?
I don't know why they got it, but they have it. And they went up to Dublin to see me.
Wow. Where, are they Irish, are they, as well, yeah?
They live in Ireland, yes. Wow. They're Irish.
So, like, if you're saying you're one in a million... So technically there should be 5 people in Ireland with
this. No, there's more.
Is there more? Okay.
And weren't you told that you'd never meet anybody in Ireland with it?
Yeah.
And then you went looking.
Yeah.
But didn't somebody tell you that?
No. They used to live in Canada.
Okay.
Ah, right.
And they moved to Ireland. I met, like, one girl offline that had my condition, and her sister had it.
Mm.
And I never met her, but I met the two people that I actually met. I get along very well with the boy.
What age are they?
Like 20, around
the same age.
Similar age.
Around 20.
What did it feel like meeting somebody with the same condition?
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to say? By the way, you are... have a disability, you never met anyone with your disability, and when you do, you meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's normal.
It's normal.
It has to be normal.
Mm.
And just you stay in regular contact with them now?
Yes.
And do they know you're writing a book?
Yes.
And they go to be in the book, will they?
I ask for their opinion if they want to be in the book, but I don't think they do.
Yeah.
I won't say their name.
But, yeah, keep their information private, but the fact that you know and you've met them.
Yeah.
It's part of your journey.
I'll just write about who, not their name, I'll just write that I met people.
Okay. So, in your book, so when you were looking for a computer course.
Yeah.
And you found your way to Adult Education Service. And who met you? And how did they draw out of you that your aim in doing the computer course was to write a book? So, how did that happen?
I was like thinking about my condition, my health. There's no one with my condition as a book. So I want money at the end of the day. I'm not embarrassed to say that. I want money.
You want money.
You want money.
You live off your royalties then.
No, if I have a condition and it's rare,
yeah,
and there's nothing about it of anyone that knows a person with my condition, no one has my condition that I know.
Yeah.
Who are famous.
Okay. So is it fame you want? So this podcast will help increase your profile.
I don't really care.
I know.
I just want to be a normal girl.
Yeah.
I want money at the end of the day.
You like your shopping? You like your clothes?
No. I like what I can get, but if I cannot get it, I'll find a way.
So, when you came into our service, did you meet Fiona?
I think it was actually me you met first. You came in and we did a screening that we'd normally do with somebody coming in. But you had that idea from the start. You kind of came in going, I want to write a book, didn't you? So Fiona then took over and she placed Naomi with Audrey. Isn't that what happened?
And when did you start writing then? Had you some written already before you came to us, or?
No.
No. So this got you started writing then. How are you finding that?
Okay.
Okay. Is it hard? Is it hard to think back and...
No.
It's clear. It's good to put the information down and...
I say the truth. I tell people how I feel.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, I don't care. I'm very honest. Like, I have one thing. I want honesty.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to give me honesty, what's the point writing a book?
That's true, yeah.
So you have a good relationship with Audrey to get that information down.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, that's great. And so where does your book begin? Does it begin now and think back, or do you...
It begins in my country.
Okay, so where are you originally from then?
Eritrea?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you're the first person that ever said it correctly. Do you know people?
We've had a few people from Eritrea, yeah. But I had a few learning English primarily, yeah. Because we've had English programs here since 2009, so you would have met very beautiful people.
That's true.
It is true, yeah. What age were you then when you came to Ireland?
Baby.
A baby?
Newborn.
Wow. And did both parents come with you?
No, my dad had to leave the country to get a job.
Yeah.
And I moved to Ireland because of war.
Yeah.
And my country isn't a safe space for me now or for me whenever I go there.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe.
Have you been back?
No, and I'm never going back.
Well, this is your home now, isn't it?
No.
Is Ireland not your home now?
No, it is my home, but I don't have a passport.
Well, after all that time?
And I don't want to live. I'm getting a passport.
You will get one.
So tell us what happened after you came here. You went to school. Whereabouts?
Did you live in this area, in Balbriggan or Swords?
No.
Swords. Yeah.
I was normal.
Okay.
I could walk, I could run. And then I got this illness.
And you didn't know you had it?
No. I never knew ever in my life.
What age did you start showing symptoms then?
6th class. But I never knew it was that. It got worse in 2nd year.
Yeah.
secondary.
Yeah.
And then people started freaking out. And I remember this one thing. I was walking out of a communion in Dublin City.
Yeah.
I walked like a penguin. Walking like a penguin. And then my dad was freaking out, so I went for GP and sorts, and then they got a test, and they said I had flat feet. I was okay with
flat
that.
Flat feet?
Yeah.
That
did they say that before they realised?
No, listen to this.
We won't interrupt.
I went for physio for my legs and flat feet, and the woman said, there's something wrong with you.
She said there's something wrong with you?
Yeah. This ain't normal.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I went to Beaumont, cried because I have a disability, cried in tears, and found out I have a rare condition, and it's one in a million, and I heard mad shit. The doctor told me at 7, around 14, he said this could happen to you, or 17, they said fuck. And I'm happy now because my depression is not here at this moment. I don't mean it will never come back, but at this moment, I'm happy.
You look fresh. Like when you came in here, I thought that.
But isn't that the key to life and living, is living in the moment? Because we only have this moment. We can't be thinking, because none of us know, you know, what's down the road.
I don't really give a shit what anyone thinks of me. I'm just sad about how I got my illness and how I cope with it. I like, being disabled is very hard for anyone that has a rare condition or a normal.
Do you find, you know, because like everyday life, regardless, is hard.
Yeah.
So, but you add in a physical disability and it just...
No. Yeah. I'm thinking adding physical or mental or any problem is gonna be hard anyway.
Yeah.
But having a rare disability or a disability will have more problems.
Yeah.
So if you feel like that, how do you pick yourself up? Because you seem quite a positive and open and upfront person. So
up for fun.
Yeah.
You seem like a fool.
I just do what I love or be around people I love.
Yeah.
That's the key.
I read this book and my friend bought it for me. It's called Connectedness. And it was about this young man who had been on antidepressants from the age of 14. And he was 10 years on them. And he's like, I can't sustain this, blah, blah, blah. And he went, basically, I don't know how he funded it. I'd love to know that side of it. But it was going around the world and meeting people who'd come out of depression. It was the whole thing around, like, medication obviously has a place in depression and stuff like that. But his rationale was that 10 years is a long time to be on that medication. It's meant to be an intervention rather than... And that's why he called the book Connectedness, because it was how people, a lot of people came out of depression and stuff like that, was finding people with same goals or aspirations. And use an example in Berlin where a small community group came together to fight off a road development that was going to go through their community. And like, people who had never ever spoken to each other before in their life suddenly found this purpose, and they all had their own individual.
Was he part of that?
No, he just was observing it. But that was his thing. He'd been all over the world, and picking up these stories. And it was like, and that's why you called the book Connectedness, because it was about connecting. And I think if you go back to the pandemic and how isolated people have, and the impact of like mental health after the pandemic, because people were isolated and they weren't connected, you know, so.
Important to be people you love.
Yeah.
No, the one thing that does not make me depressed, I have this friend, Samuel, and he makes me the happiest person ever. He makes my depression go away.
That's brilliant. And do you know him long? Is he in your life long?
Yes, thank God. Like, being around him makes my day.
Yeah.
I love being around him. With people like that, I love. Or Jack, or Jack, or
they feature in the book.
Yeah, Jack's getting the book for free.
Not Samuel.
So how many words have you written on the book so far?
I don't remember.
I've seen it. I just seen a little copy of it there. You're a good bit in, are you? What stage are you at in the book?
I don't know.
Like, have you talked about, are you past school or?
Yeah.
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 We sat and made the cover for it, didn't we? We did Canva, and you wanted a picture of you in junior, or like in primary school, and then she's got one of her now. Beautiful. Didn't you try Diffie for a while? Didn't you do something?
Yeah, didn't work out.
Didn't work out. What did you try there? What did you study?
Art.
Art.
Okay. And what were you going to do?
I wanted to be an animator.
Yeah.
But with my illness, I can't. It's hard for me to be like everyone else.
Yeah.
So I get tired, I do.
Yeah, yeah. It was a full-time course though, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was a full-time course, so you were expected there every day, were you, in Diffie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always in there, but I got really tired.
Yeah. And did you have an assistant helping you while you were there?
Yes.
Yeah. But so they did try to make it realistically for you, you know, that you could be there, but just...
Yeah.
Do you follow... I follow a girl in a wheelchair, and she's got such a positive attitude, like, as in... She hates people talking to her as if she's in a wheelchair. Nina Tame, have you seen her? I must give it to you after this.
I know her.
Do you know her?
No, I don't know
her. Well, do you follow her?
No, of her. Of her.
Of her.
Of her. I think, how did she been in a wheelchair?
She's spina bifida.
Oh, so she was born with it?
She was born with it, and she walked for an awful long time, but then she just couldn't cope with... It was just getting harder and harder, so... But she hates people talking down to her. I just love her attitude. It's really refreshing.
I agree with everything she's saying.
You have an attitude like that. Like, you don't...
Don't talk down to me.
Yeah.
I might be in a wheelchair, but you don't have to be a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, you know.
No, mentally or physically, don't treat me like shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have learning problems. So sometimes it's harder for me to cope with things or learn the way I don't learn. Like, if you have a rare condition, or you're, like, mild, rare, physical, everyone's a person at the end of the day.
Absolutely, it doesn't matter whether it's physical or mental, you're right. Yeah.
You could have that any time of day.
Yeah.
You could get a rare condition out of nowhere. So why would you be that rude to someone that couldn't help it or control it? I agree with whatever she's saying. Don't talk down to me or I'll talk down to you.
She is. She's amazing. She's a real activist for it, isn't she?
I actually want to be an activist.
Yeah,
you should. That's a good, yeah, that's a good.
She's doing, she's flying the flag for England. You should do it for Ireland.
Do you do social media, do you? So Facebook and Instagram and TikTok.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
But I'm on private.
Okay. Well, when your book comes out, you'll have to switch it to public to advertise your book.
You could do stuff like her. She just talks into the camera and says it as it is.
I like people.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your incredible story?
Be yourself. Love what you want to do. And at the end of the day, if someone doesn't want to give you respect, don't give them respect.
Yeah. It's a good attitude.
I can safely say, Naomi, you are yourself. You are the one in a million person.
No, but I was never like that. I was confused. A little girl, and now I'm more confident of being in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Me walking, I was okay.
Yeah.
But me being a witcher, I had to have confidence.
That's an interesting insight. We wrap up there, Naomi. Thanks a million.
Bye.